Thought for the week from the Reverend Stephen Guise, priest in charge, third Sunday after Trinity, 28th of June. Dear friends, this Sunday, the third after Trinity, falls just after the Feast of the Nativity of St John the Baptist, which is celebrated by the Church on the 24th of June. Throughout the Gospels, we have indications of the way in which people at the time speculated about the respective roles and ministries of John the Baptist and Jesus, not least in the Gospel passage, Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 to 19 and verses 25 to the end, which is due to be read next Sunday, the fourth after Trinity. In that passage, Jesus shows that he is aware of the way in which he is being compared to his cousin, and of course, many of the comments and criticisms were misplaced. Just as today, anyone who puts his or her head above the parapet is likely to be misunderstood, either willfully or through ignorance. So John the Baptist was accused of being possessed by demons because of his ascetic lifestyle, whereas Jesus was assumed to be a glutton and drunkard because he prepared to enjoy a meal with both friends and sinners alike. You can't win. The Gospel ends, however, with words of comfort and reassurance, as Jesus exclaims that the mysteries of the kingdom are being revealed to little children, that is, those who trust that God's purposes are being worked out in the person of Jesus himself, who are contrasted with the learned and the clever, i.e. the Jewish religious leaders, who were rejecting all God's advances, whether made through the stern presence of John or through the courtesy of Jesus. For those who accept the gentle mastery of Jesus, there is the great promise that he will give them rest. Come to me, all you who labour and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy and my burden light. The original context of this saying is probably to be found in ideas associated with the burden of the law and the additional Pharisaic observances. The yoke of the law was a familiar metaphor in use at the time, but Jesus' words have continued to resonate through the centuries as his followers find that he offers his rest and hope and a place where we can lay down our burdens, whatever they may be. Father Stephen.